Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Show all about. It's about a bird's eye view, a critical analysis,
It's not about a warm, fuzzy feeling just to say that you're a Hebrew Israelite. See, we got into the troubled times before just to say we're Hebrew Israelites. That's about the gist of it. We're something special. We don't have to be coded. We don't have to do anything. Just being blood in and blood out, that sustains our relationship with the Most High. But we're here to inform you, it does not, it did not, and it will not. That's why you must get codified, remain codified, and be thorough in that codification. Completely thorough. Just like we will be completely thorough in bringing the truth to you about our Creator, our King, not the one on earth, King Dawud, but our true King, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And we leave no stone or no leaf unturned. And we try to cross every T and dot every I. Our point is to sharpen you and to help restore you in a constructive, codified relationship that should have been from the very beginning and still should be right now as I speak. You may be asking again, Yam Suf Ari, who is the we? Well, we have a gatekeeper from New York City, Avia. She keeps us on the straight and narrow, keep us focused. Sometimes we get off track. She's like the track lady. She put it right up back on track. And then we have Cartrell from New York City. He's sort of a technical advisor, a student investigator. He keeps us technically straight on point and sharpness in the process. We have Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. She's sort of like Yam Suf in some ways. She's much more colorful in her approach and brings vibrant and brings it to life. And so you can help understand the components from a day-to-day existence. See, I bring it to life, she brings it to life. Katria gives the detail. And then it all combines together. Why are we doing this? Because we're duty-bound and morally obligated, and we don't see nothing that's more important than this. Do you? Just look at us universally speaking. We have become a hot mess because we pursue or continue to pursue our false, wicked imaginations, just like our founding fathers and mothers. Thus, we find ourselves in a dire situation that we find ourselves in today. We were warned about the Northmen. They were cruel and unmerciful in the beginning, and they still are. That's why we're still begging for every day, and we hadn't gotten any day. But yet, we continue to beg. Let's get codified. Let's beg the right entity, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And not only that, let's do what the mandate calls for. Turn to the cry, beg. You beg for everything else and everyone else. Why not beg to the one who puts you in this situation and that can get you out of this situation and bless his, praise his holy name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You've been begging everybody else all over the place, wherever you're dispersed to have, begging for liberty, justice, so-called voting rights, housing, medical care, and so on and so forth, and so-called justice. Have you gotten it yet? We suggest you get it from your Creator. Cry to him. Grieve. Accept your duly given captivity. Because it ain't the so-called strangers that got you in the situation you find yourself in. You place yourself in that situation. And we still do place ourselves in that situation. When I say you, I say our founding fathers. And we continue the futile efforts to get solution for our problems by running to our enemies and oppressors. As they say at Alcoholic Anonymous, if I may, you know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Also, in the big book, they call it, take the inventory of your own personal life. Take the inventory along with us as we go through these studies and see the bad product on your shelves. And that's why nothing ain't selling, because ain't nobody buying anything that you got on your shelves. Take a personal examination. As we take a personal examination of our founding fathers and mothers, so why don't you take an initiative to do some fact-finding in your regard? Examine yourself. Use the Most High A word is just is the template, the codification. And if something is amiss, you won't hear from the Most High. And if you're working on it, he can understand. But you got to be working on it. Just like King Darwin. When he found out something wrong, he didn't point finger. Oh, that Yum Suk made me do it. Cottrell, he made me do it. Sushi Huda made me do it. Abby, I made me do it. King Darwin, you know what he would do because he was humble and contrite? He would repent. He would turn back from it. He would turn to the Most High. He would plead his case, and he would get it right. Won't you try it? King Darwin got solutions, and so will you. Praise and bless the holy name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and bless you for attending these studies. And now let me introduce to you Abiyah, our watch track lady that keeps us on the right track. Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is home. Ha, shalom.
Shalom, family. Ah, it's so good to be back for another study.
You
so
better believe
grateful.
It. You better
and
believe
may,
it.
I do. I wait for it.
Exactly.
And may y'all bless you all and everyone's family and keep us on track, just like you said. Stay on the righteous track. Try
yes, ma'am.
Please,
thank Shalom. You. Shalom. May the Most High bless you. And now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you. And all of you that's on the phone. Yeah, I just like to be thankful. It's a beautiful day, sun shining, and I'm just thankful that I woke up. I thank you most. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Udi. Praise y'all. Mm-hmm. Hi, Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hello, family. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, brother.
All
how
right.
You doing?
All right.
I'm doing great. I'm ready for another round of the Most High's Word because it empowers us and gives us strength and hope for the future.
Praise Yah, Katria. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Well, Hallelujah. If our fellow student investigators are ready to get busy, I'm ready to get busy.
Okay.
And so will everybody turn to chapter 8 in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuum of the indictment of our people, an examination by the Most High. And in the process, he's still trying to compel them to do what's right, get it right. And it says, at that time declares the Elohim, when the Northman comes, the bones of the kings of Yehuda. Yeah, they did dig us up. They didn't want nobody to know who we really were. And the bones of the kings of Yehuda and its officers, I'm reading from the Tanakh of the priests, which may read differently from yours, but it's still one of the same. Of the prophets of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be taken out of their grave. They dug them up and exposed to the sun that they hated us with a passion. Anytime you dig up dead people to humiliate them, you got a lot of hatred for them. Them people didn't even vote your time. And you digging up the kings, the prophets, the high officials, the priests, and the officers of the princes of the tribe, and the inhabitants of Judah will be taken out of their graves and exposed to the sun, the moon.
Y'all so.
Yes.
They call that archaeology.
Oh, that's what I already know, brother. That's the primary reason for doing what he did, to hide the evidence.
But
get rid of the evidence.
It wasn't archaeology at that time. The Most High
right.
was showing his disfavor because he didn't let our kings, our priests, our princes rest in peace.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Godfrey.
Yes,
thank you. And now I just step away right quick, but I'm right back. And it says, the moon and all the hosts of heaven, which they loved, here's why this is happening. Our founding fathers and mothers are worshiping idols. It makes reference to that in the indictment. And all the hosts of heaven, which they loved and served and followed, to which they turned and bowed down to these idols, as we still do. They should not be gathered for rebirth, which they would. They should become dung upon the face of the earth in that time. And death should be preferable to life for all that are left of this. He calls us this wicked folk. And all the other places to which I have banished them, they're going to catch hell everywhere they go, declares the Elohim of hosts, where I banished them to. That's why we don't have any peace left. And that's why we're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's why we have a wicked imagination, and we still got this garbage on the shelves in our lives. It ain't selling, it ain't buying. It is not improving one's life when you still want to, if you want true change, you got to make true effort. But if you don't make true effort, you cannot receive true change. If you don't make a thorough effort, there won't be a thorough change, bottom line. And he says it. And he says to Jeremiah, said of them.
Yes. Your verse reads a little different from mine. Verse 3 in my book says,
yeah, read yours.
And death shall be chosen. So the Most High puts before all of us life and death as a choice. And he recommends that we choose life. And our ancient fathers chose death. He said, and death shall be chosen rather than life. Why did you choose death rather than life? By all the residue of them that remain of this evil family. He's talking about Israel. The nation of Israel chooses death over life. Why do we do that? And why are we an evil family when Yah is our, you know, protector, creator, father, king? We choose evil rather than follow Yah. And he says, which remain all the places where I have driven them. So wherever he's driven us, we continue to do the same thing. We choose death rather than life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the choice of life. We have the choice of life. Because he always gives us the remedy. He always gives us the cure. He tells us the diagnosis. But it's our choice, right? He's not going to force us to choose it.
Correct.
Now, Stu, you still there? They cut you off or what?
You okay?
Thank you
very
much.
Yeah. Would you say,
Sissy Hoodie? I was asking, was he okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most I just dropped a bomb on him.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Why do we choose death over life? Why do we choose death? And why do we remain an evil family? Verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life. Why do we choose death over life? But all the residue of them that remain of this evil family.
Well, in the letter of indictment, the reason why we do that, in the letter of indictment, it says because you have a wicked imagination. You're stubborn. You want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. You don't want to be codified. That's why you're doing what you're doing. Some who elect to do what they want to do instead of what the Most High tells them to do or get codified under his code.
So you have to see the power of verse 3. Because verse 3 is current event. I'm going to read it again. And death shall be chosen rather than life. Because Yah has an open book test for us. By all, how many? All, the residue of them that remain. We the ones that remain of who? This evil family, the nation of Israel, which remain. We the ones that remain. We're still breathing. We're still talking. All the places where I have driven them. And we in North America, where Yah has driven us, right?
Exactly.
And what are we choosing? We're choosing death rather than life. What's wrong with us?
I told you the reason. The Most High gave the evidence. Anybody else that's listening, we have a wicked imagination.
Mm-hmm.
We are stubborn and stiff-necked. We don't want to be contrite.
Evil family.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Kajel.
Yeah.
That needed an overemphasis. And he says, say to them, what is he saying, say to them? He's talking about Jeremiah. Thus said the Elohim, you ain't speaking, I'm speaking. When men fall, do they not get up again? He's talking in reference to their behavior. If they turn aside, do they not turn back at some point? But that's not, that's a characterization of what the Moses, he's asking this question. And he said, why is this people, Jerusalem, rebellious? We're rebellious with a persistent rebellion. You just want to be rebellious just because you want to be rebellious. I mean, you see the nature of our character, even on simple jobs. Yeah, everybody want to be in charge, even on a human job. When we get with us, either we want to be in charge, head nigger or nigger is in charge, and if we can't be, we want to be like the crabs in the basket. We'll pull each other down. And most importantly in this regard, in regards to Yah, we don't even want Yah telling us nothing. The one that took you out of misery and out of captivity, you were right in rebellion when Moses went up the mountain. Make me a calf. The calf, make us a god. And we're still making them. And if we're not making them, we allow other people to make us, especially the Northmen or women, by virtue of their political system. Black Lives Matter. The LGBTQ feminist movement. By virtue of their so-called religion, a religion that devolved from Roman Catholic, which devolved from the Nicene Council. The Northmen are women, and yet in cahoots with it, in colluding with that, is our very nature. Our innate nature is colluding with our enemies. Our own nature of rebellion is our own undoing. And yet we blame the Northmen, which way did the white folk go, for everything. But we don't want to take responsibility for our own actions. What part did we play in it? The Northmen, or women for that matter, would have never came to Jerusalem. And we hadn't dropped the ball, our founding fathers and mothers. And we continue to drop the ball. And by virtue of saying, sacrificing our children. Not like our ancient fathers and mothers, but like they do here in this Western Hemisphere. Sacrificing your children to which way to the white folk go. They can solve all our problems. If they said join the gay rights movement, I'm going to join it. If they said join the feminist movement, I'm going to join it. If they said join the Lutheran church, I'm going to join it. If they said you can't join being a Hebrew Israelite, you got to be blood in or blood out. And you got to be doing things codified and thoroughly. And if you choose to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and whatever you want to do it, I assure you, it's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you just like it's been working on us 402 years and counting. And we'll continue, and we don't get our act together. By virtue of doing what the Most High commanded. Well, what was the mandate? The mandate said, cry out together. Get away from your iniquities, your gods that your Northmen have given you. Unify together. In addition, do right by one another. That's so simple, and we can't even do that. Oh, hell to the no, Yamsu. I got another plan. Just like our fathers and mothers, rebellious to the end. To the bitter end. Yes.
So, such a simple strategy for us to get justice and victory over our enemies.
Exactly. That's too hard.
No. It's not hard at all. It shouldn't be hard at all.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic when I make that statement.
Yeah. In order for us to get ourselves out of the situation we're in, the remedy is simple, but we refuse as a nation from ancient times to accept the cure when the cure is so simple.
True, we don't.
Most times I ask them, why is this so hard for y'all? Mm-hmm. Everything I tell y'all to do, y'all do the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And it's to your detriment. It's been to our detriment to this day. Mm-hmm. So when, at what point in time, are we going to get the simplicity of y'all's message? Because y'all's message is simple. The strategy is simple. Y'all's our defense. Y'all fights our battles. Our enemies have no win. But we just don't get it.
No. Which way did the white folks go? Not which way
which
did y'all go.
They're about to go to hell with you. Let them hear the fool in.
Yeah.
So you can see how he treats his own people. If he treats his own people like that, what do you think is in the mind of Vladimir Putin for people of color? We already seen Ukraine, who he's fighting. And you mm-hmm. Ukrainians, in their mind, what do they think of us? Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Same mindset.
And he says, Katria, thank you, Katria. And he says, why is this people, Jerusalem, rebellion? Uh-oh. And he goes on
with
a question. With a persistent rebellion, they cling to deceit. They refuse to return under codification. I have listened and heard. They do not speak honestly. No one regrets his wickedness and says, what have I done? They all persist in their wayward course. They all, not some of us, not part of us, not half of us, they all persist in their wayward course, like a steed dashing forward in the fray. And he tells us about codification. As I said, and I always said, everything in life has a codified, and it knows what to do because Most High instructs it what to do. Us, on the other hand, we think we something special. Here's what the Most High says in regard to codification.
Before you do that, that's the beauty of hip-hop. Because hip-hop allows us to express that negative side to ourselves that y'all talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And if these hip-hop dudes, brothers and sisters, don't check the path that they on, they're doomed for destruction.
Living on self-destruction. Just like that.
Because you're expressing the rebellion in us that y'all's talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all y'all doing. We do what we want to do, how we want to do it. We don't care about codification. I got mine. You get yours. I don't give a damn about you.
Mm-hmm.
We express it in the music. And the music
exactly.
is loud.
Exactly.
People are influenced by how we sing and what we put mm-hmm. forth creatively. And unfortunately, putting forth this destructive, creative music.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
That expresses who we really are.
Truth. All right. Thank you, Katriel. Verse 7.
Excuse me, I'm still. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you say?
Go ahead.
No, what did you say? Did you say verse 7?
Yeah, verse 7. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. That's
you,
the
ma'am.
Question I was going to ask. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And
verse 7.
Okay.
Verse 7.
Yes.
Shows how much more advanced Yah's animals are than we are. They're more in tune with Yah's creation than we are.
Exactly.
Verse 7.
Okay. Thank you. Now Yah is saying even animals, and I say it all the time, that there's a code to everything in life. And the Most High is showing these animals are coded to do what they do. They're not, the stork is not going to do anything unstorkly, if that's what we want to call it. The turtle dove is not going to do anything unturtle doved. And the crane won't do anything uncranely. Maybe I'm creating up these words, but you get my gist. And he says, even the stork in the skies knows her season. And the turtle dove is swift. And crane keep the times of their coming. They're codified. But my people, it seems, Yah said, had learned what codification is, and he makes reference to. But my people pay no heed to the law of the Elohim. How can you say we are wise and we possess the instructions of the Elohim? Assuredly, for not has the pen labored, for not the scribes. Y'all doing this in vain because you got the Most High codification, but you're not using it. He said, the wise shall be put to shame, and surely we was and are, shall be dismayed and called. See what Yah is saying? You see why? They reject the word of the Elohim. This is not Yamsu's word. This is not Katriel's word. This is not Abiyah's word. This is not your Sushahuti word. So if they don't want to come on a real talk for real people show, I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad. If you get Yah word somewhere else, I'm not mad at you. But you better make sure the word that you're getting is Yah codification, not no leaning wicked imagination leading to your own understanding. We did that before. It didn't work for us. And if we continue to do that as I speak, we'll continue to see the downfall effects that we have been displaying. I know at least for 402 years and counting in this Western Hemisphere. And the Most High said, Go ahead.
Yasu.
Yes.
Before you proceed,
uh-huh,
I want to read you what my book says.
Okay. By all means.
And verse 7 through 9 are critical.
Okay.
Verse 7 through 9 are critical.
Okay.
It says in my book, yea, the stalk in the heaven knows her appointed time. Do we know the appointed time?
No, we don't.
We go by the Gregorian calendar, aren't we? And the Gregorian calendar is not according to the Most High's appointed time. The Most High is saying, and the turtle dove and the crane and the swallow observe the time. Time is important of their coming because they're in sync with Yah's creation. Are we in sync with Yah's creation? And you're going to tell us, no, but my people know not the judgment of Yah, because there's an appointed time for the judgment of Yah. And do our people know it? Oh, no. Our people don't know the appointed time of the Most High. Verse 8, how do we say we are wise? Right? You can't talk to our people because they already know, right? Fool's book. You can't give instruction and wisdom and counsel, even though we're 65, and these people like 30 and 20, we can't advise them. No, they say we are wise. And the law of Yah is with us. So all these rabbis that do Genesis to Deuteronomy with our people, thinking that they're awake, doing the law in captivity, they say we are wise, we rabbis, we priests, we Kohanim, we Moreh, we are wise in the law of Yah, and the law of Yah is with us. So they read from Deuteronomy, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, because that's where the law is. From Genesis to Deuteronomy, that's Judaism. No, certainly in vain he made it. So he's saying, Most High saying, I made this law in vain for y'all. The pen of the scribe is in vain. So we're reading Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all the prophets. The 9th verse says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of Yah and what wisdom is in them. So where do you find wisdom for the nation of Israel? It's not in the first 5 books, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the book of Proverbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our people should be well versed in the book of Proverbs and in the book of Psalms. But our people are stuck on the Torah, like the Jewish people in Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But we still got rabbis, black Jews. It's not about the law. It's about obeying Yah's commands.
Well, Katriel, that's why we do these studies. And I know I'm the pot calling the kettle black in this regard, because you know as I know, Sister Hootie and Abby, I know, we rather read the letter of indictment. What these prophets are speaking, and speaking in regards to the letter of indictment, and it's specific what the indictment, and the reason why you indict. So that's why we study as we study. And I'm not a Jew, so I don't just read two books. That's going to give me clarification. I need to read all the books. I need to read what Genesis said and Deuteronomy and its regard to its specific time when it applied to us when we were in our land and then the temple was in existence. Now, I need to understand the concept, and the students need to understand the concept when you're out of the land. And then those things, like you said, the time element is important here. And there's some let me finish. And there's some things you can do within the time frame. And some things you can't do within that time frame because you don't know the exact time, one thing, and you're not a Jew, second thing, and you need to read the whole thing in context. That's why we study as we study in full context, not picking out bits and pieces to support your lame arguments. We don't argue with anybody anyway. To support what Yah says within certain time frames in the land and outside the land. And even that being said, and I have to concur with you strongly when you mention the time frame. Because we don't know the time. As you said, and I concur with you, we go by the Gregorian calendar. And we're not even in the land. In the temple. And some people saying they're making application to the laws? By whose authority? Go ahead, Coach.
Right. So, if we're reading like we're reading on a blog from Real Talk for Real People show, from Genesis to Malachi, not just from Genesis to Deuteronomy, we're reading all the word of Yah, aren't we?
Exactly.
So we know the time frame that Daniel spoke about, the four kingdoms, the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and we're in the last kingdom. We know about the Torah portion because we read from Genesis to Deuteronomy what the Most High said to Abraham, that your seed is going to be a stranger in a strange land for 400 years, from 1619 right. to 2019. So we know these time frames. If you're just reading from Genesis to Deuteronomy, you don't know the time frame about Daniel because you didn't read that. You're doing Genesis to Deuteronomy year in and year out like the Jews do because you're practicing Judaism, which is what they do. But on a Real Talk for Real People show, we go from Genesis to Malachi, and we've read Yah's whole plan, and we're doing it again. And the fact that Yah is calling us out, and he's showing us the remedies that we need to take before the final judgment comes, because that's what Isaiah 13 speaks of and Joel 2 speaks of, which we've read. That's not in the first five books of Moses. All right. Moses told us he's going in captivity. He's going to lose our heritage, our language, and culture. But Psalms 83 tells us that there's nations plotting against us to destroy us as a nation, and that was King David. It wasn't Moses. King David who told us that. So we have to study all the word of Yah, which is what we do. And when we fall short of that, then we're leaning upon our own understanding, and we're not searching out what Yah requires of us through his commands. Because there's laws and commands. The first five books are the laws that he made for us for a nation. And it's not even the first five books, because the first five books, Genesis in itself, is not about the nation of Israel. About Noah and creation. The Most High took Moses back as a prophet in a time machine where he saw the beginning of creation, Tower of Babel, or the flood, and then he brought him back to being the nation of Israel, our constitution, the Torah, which he gave us. So I know I'm like rambling, but
no, you're not. You're being very succinct. There's no rambling. You did very succinctly right on.
I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Very all right, but I'm trying to connect it because we have to read the book of Jeremiah. We have to read the book of Isaiah to know where we are in time. So the stork knows the time, the turtle knows the time, all creation knows time except our people. So these studies help us to gear ourselves in time. What time is it? Our captivity is over. 400 years we've been here, and we've awakened to who we are. Because our enemies have, to this point in time, not tried to tell us who we really are. They continue to call us black voters, black whatever, African-Americans. They're not telling you that you're Israel. You cover the nation of Israel, that you're Yah's chosen people. We have to find that out for ourselves, don't we? And when we find that out for ourselves, they call us radicals. They call us a cult. They call us a terrorist group. But no, everybody, every nation on earth knows who they are except us. We're black, we're Catholic, we're Baptist, we're Christian, we're Muslim, we're Seventh-day Adventist, we're Jehovah Witness. That's not who you are. Mm-hmm. That's your religion. Who are you as a nation? And if you read the 83rd Psalm, King David exposes that there's a plot to destroy us as a nation. So most of our people are walking around not knowing what nation they come from. So they carry their slave master's name. They speak their slave master's language. They try to adapt to the slave master's system, not knowing they have a system of their own. And Yah said that this is the position that we will be in. No other nation on earth is in this position. So because we refuse to serve Yah, and we still do to this day, we suffer. But our power is with Yah. I'm going to stop right there because I'm running.
Okay. And the plotting continues. Okay.
Yes.
If they plotted in the beginning, they plotting in the middle, and they're going to plot to the very end. And you better believe it. And it says, in verse
eight.
So, yes. Now I'm at the end. So that wisdom amounts to nothing. The last statement. And then he says, surely I will give, and which he did, and he still are. I will not still run into Europeans and so on and so forth. Surely I will give their wives to others, and they still go. And they feel
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Their professors. Charles Barkley. Clarence Thomas. Anyone? Serena Williams. I think that's Serena. Our wives are given to others. And their fields to dispossessors. We have been dispossessed. We have been dispossessed for a long time of our own fields, not in this Western Hemisphere or anywhere you are dispersed throughout. From the smallest to the greatest, they are why? They are all greedy. Okay, I want the Benjamins, man. Give me mine. I don't give a damn how you get yours mentality. Each other out for Benjamins. For any reason, we'll kill each other for 5 cents. We're greedy for a whole lot of nothing. Go ahead, Gautrell.
So I'm going to refer to Yah's creation of the Lion Kingdom, right?
Right.
What happens in the Lion Kingdom? Therefore, will I give their wives to others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. When a lion gets kicked off his territory, he loses his children, And the females that he has, right?
Exactly.
He becomes a scavenger, doesn't he?
That's what we're good at, scavenging.
So this is the second part of that. For every one of them, even the least, even to the greatest of them, is given to covetousness. Why? Because we're scavengers now. We don't have our own land. Right? So anything we could get is like we getting back something that, you know, we lost. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. And that's where we at now. We doing what the white man do. He speaks with a forked tongue, we speak with a forked tongue. That's how he gets over. That's how we gonna get over. Speaking with a forked tongue, not telling the truth to our people. You Baptists, you Seventh-day Adventists, you Jehovah Witness, you Muslim. Why are you lying to our people? That's your religion. If you choose, you can choose any religion that you want. But who are you? That's the question. Who are you? And nobody out there is telling you who you are, except the real talk, real people show. I'm telling you who you are.
Exactly. And it says, okay. Thank you, Katya. It says, priest and prophet alike, they all act falsely. They offer healing offhand. They know they can't heal nobody. Yeah, I can hear you. Offhand an approach to it. For the wounds, knowing that, for the wounds of my poor people, they know they can't do anything when you're in these church pulpits, Black Lives Matter movement, gay rights movement, feminist movement. And they said, in the Congress, all is well. All is well. It's progressing. It's going to get better. It's about progression. Progression is a curse word. Progress to be what? If something's going to happen, if they can make it happen, it wouldn't have happened. You don't progress to make nothing happen. Then say, oh, it's getting better. When it hadn't got better in any shape, form, or fashion. When nothing is well. They all act, and it's shameful. They all act shamefully. They have done abhorrent things. As I said, in the feminist movement, the gay rights movement, and any other movement that is counter-contrary to what the Most High says. They act shamefully. And they all have done abhorrent things, all of us. Yet they do not feel shame. Ain't no shame in their game. They cannot be made to blush. There ain't no shame. No dropping of the head. No humility. Assuredly, they shall fall among the fallen in Sheol. They shall stumble at the time of their doom going to Sheol, says the Elohim. I will make an
enemy. Who are you talking about?
We're talking about us.
Yeah, you have to fall with those that are falling, but it's your choice, isn't it?
You got an opportunity to get it right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Yah says in verse 13, "I will make an end of them," declares the Elohim. No grapes left on the vine. He's talking about like we grapes. Ain't gonna be no grapes left on the vine. Make it metaphoric. In our regard, no figs on the fig tree. The leaves all withered. Whatever I have given them is gone, and it is gone for all of us. In every aspect of this Western Hemisphere, whether it's health, labor, education, health, sex, anything in any regard, anything they give you, it ain't worth two dead flies to you begging for. You begging to be moving to a white folk neighborhood. You begging for good health care. You begging for good schooling. You begging for everything because you're scavengers. And you think simply by being here, it's going to get better for you. The Most High said, whatever I have given them is good. And can't nobody give it back to you. That's why you ain't got it. That's why you ain't got a vote. And you never will get one. And you'll be begging 402 years now for a vote. Because we didn't vote anyway. And then you begging for oppressors to be over you, strangers, to lead you.
How about
are you voting for it? Yeah, I say it.
How about this, young two?
Yes.
Those that are enlightened as the Yah's path, how can we worry about those people who are never going to change?
Well, we
and who Yah's already condemned.
Well, we're duty bound and morally obligated to speak the word of Yah. Now, whether they accepted condemnation, that's on them. But just like Jeremiah was duty-bound to speak for the Most High spokesperson, we're duty-bound and morally obligated to reiterate with Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel and so on and so, and King David is saying, because we don't want the blood on our head.
And that's what we do.
Right.
But you cannot change their mindset.
No.
We cannot change their heart.
No.
And it's something we can't really worry about.
No, that's I don't
the
worry.
Choice that they have to make, right?
Right. I just do my part, brother. I can't worry about the outcome. I love our nation, every member of this nation, because blood in, blood out. Can't nobody put you in, can't nobody put you out. But the Most High can deal with you. And so because of the Most High love for you, we exercise that same love and concern for you. That's why we do what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. But now.
And Real Talk?
Right.
The Most High is not playing with our people.
No.
Because he said, you're going to fall with those who are going to fall. And why should we do that after all our suffering, all the oppression, all the struggle that we've been through? Why should we fall with the people that put that on us?
Exactly.
We could make a difference when you just make a simple choice. I'm going to follow Yah. I don't care what the worst of the world is doing. I'm following Yah and his plan for the future.
Exactly. That's what we should be doing, brother. But unfortunately, like you said, some are going to make the choice to continue doing what they're doing. But like we do, we love this nation. We see, we know every Hebrew Israelite is precious to the Most High, from the smallest to the greatest. And we are morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. Now, whether or not they hear what Yah says, that's it's not on our hands anymore. Once we do these studies on the real talk, and the Most High said, Yom Sufari, what you did? I ain't going to even mention Cartier, Sushihuti, Abiyah, anyone else for that matter on the show. Because I ain't got to mention, because you know everything. I said, sir, you know, great LOM, you know, I repeated what you told the prophets. And I tried to make it come to life for them and show them how real it was. And if their blood is upon their hand, it's not because of lack of effort on our part. Because I know how precious I am to you. I know how precious each one of our brothers and sisters and children are to you. That's why I did what I did. And if I had the choice to do over, I would do the very same thing. But I can lead a horse to the water, but I can't make a drink. That's all I can do. And that's all we will continue to do. We don't fuss, fight, and argue with people. Because if they argue, they're not arguing with us. They're not fussing with us. They're arguing with the Most High. I don't take it personally. And so if they talk about Yom Tov or Kartel or Sushihuti or Abiyah, I don't take it personally. Because that's not each one of us our word. We ain't making up to creating these words. Just like Jeremiah didn't make him up and create him. He's speaking for the Most High, just like we do every day, Monday through Friday, on this show. We don't make up anything. We don't give our personal opinion, our wicked imagination. We don't tell you, come, I'm your leader. I'm your camp leader. I ain't your leader. Don't follow me across the street. You may get run over. I say this all the time. But you better make sure you follow the LOM. Because you don't, you'll be falling with the fallen. You better believe it. So let us continue. Whatever I've given them is gone.
What verse?
Okay, that's verse right above Kachia, verse 14. The last statement. He said, whatever I've given them is gone. And can't nobody give it back to him. That's, he's making reference to. And why are we sitting by? We're not. Let us gather into the 45 cities. In all these cities in these western hemisphere, or wherever we're dispersed, where we're not prospering in any shape, form, or fashion, and meet our doom. Let's go to New York City. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama. Let's go to Paris, France. Let's go to Syria, Ukraine. If things are going to get better, and they knew, let us go meet our doom there. Because that's all we're meeting here in this western hemisphere. We're meeting doom. They don't have any answers for you. That's why you ain't got a vote. They got doom for you, but they ain't got nothing else. How is they going to give you civil rights? It is virtually human rights. How is it civil to give someone civil rights? There's no such thing. They play on words. They play on words with you. The Constitution is a play on words for you. The Native American knows it, but you don't know it. They'll jive you and con you every day of the week. You're dying in their cities. That's their intent, and that's your collaboration with the oppressive efforts. And still they continue to do what they do far as the conspiracy against you. Go ahead, Cottrell.
It's the same mindset that we have today.
Exactly.
We refuse to leave the city. We think that the cities are defense. But when cities are surrounded, like we see cities in Ukraine, surrounded by Russian forces,
right,
you're vulnerable.
Right.
It's better that you be in the field than you be in the city
exactly.
in times of war.
Exactly. Because
they can cut up your water supply, your medical supply,
right.
your food supply. If you locked in a city which the mentality of the people are, you're not leaving the city. It's the rural areas where you get the food.
You're shooting, you're a stable target. Well, you should be a moving target. At least give you a chance. You're going to sit right in the city, folks just dropping missiles on you, and you're going to say, they're killing. What the hell are you there for? Don't you got enough common sense to be a moving target instead of a sitting target? And it dooms us. This same mindset has been dooming us, Katria, and these universal cities, these white supremacist cities, and this Western Hemisphere, and this Western country, just sitting and saying, let them shoot you. Let them hands up, don't shoot. Black lives matter. Don't shoot me sitting in the car. Don't shoot me walking in the car. Don't shoot me walking by the car. Don't even come into my apartment and shoot me.
So, young sir.
Yes.
Let me read verse 14.
Go ahead.
Why do we sit still, which we do in the city? We think we're good. We think we're safe. Mm-hmm. Assemble yourselves and let us enter into defended cities. And let us be solid there, for Yah Elohim have put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against Yah.
Mm-hmm.
What sense does that make?
You're
going to be assembled in a city, you're going to keep quiet, and you're drinking poison water because of your sins. What sense does that make?
In Flint, Michigan?
Detroit, Michigan, too.
But let us hide in the cities to our doom, and that's virtually what happened to us. And verse 15 is a thank you, country. We hope for good fortune. We hope they give us a vote. We hope that Jesus come to the churches. We're doing a lot
We hope they change the pipe in Flint, Michigan, and every other city that we in our neighborhoods, because Flint, Michigan is not by itself.
Yeah, we are all students. Has that happened? All right. They hope for good fortune, but no happiness came, and it won't. For a time of relief, instead there's terror. Aren't we terrorized? But they call us the terrorists. We're the victims, but somehow we've converted to, they play on words. You got to know your oppressor. Now, we're the victims, but they play on words and say, and Yah said, instead there's terror. And so they made us terrorists because we believe in the Most High. Go ahead, Katya.
Yah Su. You, I, and Sister Yehudi, we're 55 years old.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Our people were singing, we shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. This is 2022. How we overcome?
Don't hold your breath. You've been overcame, but you ain't overcome. And it says, thank you, Gabriel. The sorting of their horses. Yeah, the sorting of their horses were heard, the Northmen, from the tribe of Dan. At the loud neighing of their steeds, the whole land quaked. They came and devoured the land, what land? Our land. And what was in it? The towns and those who dwelt in them. Lo, I was sent. And here's the Most High said, I'm going to send you a devil webby. Not only I'm going to send the Northmen, I'm going to send serpents against you. And adders, you can't charm them, and they shall bite you just straight to the point, declares the LOL. When in grief, I would seek comfort. My heart is sick within me. Is not Yah in Zion? Is not a king within her? Why then did they anger me with their images, their idolatry, with on alien fertility, and still do, following this Western culture, hawk the outcry of my poor people from the land far and wide, university dispersed. Harvest is past. You don't have any harvest anymore. Some is gone. But we have not been saved. because my people is shattered. And that's why I play that song sometime in closing, Broken People, because we certainly was then and we continue to be. And,
right
and he
now.
Said, right now, because my mm-hmm. people is shattered. I am shattered. I am dejected, seized by desolation. Is there no balm in Gilead? Can no physician be found? Why has healing not yet come? Because they ain't got their mind right. And got their thoroughly acts together right. And universally unified together right. That's the mandate. If you don't know, now you know. Get rid of all your iniquity, all your idolatry. Turn away from them. Turn to the Most High. Cry together. Forgive our fathers and mothers their trespasses. And forgive us that continue to do so. And not only that, part of the mandate says, you got to unify. It didn't say get in no special group, click here and there, like you at a church. Stop pretending, playing like you at the church. And then he says, four, take care of one another. What part of that? You don't understand. Why are you doing all this extra? Y'all doing too much. You're doing extra that ain't codified with what the Most High mandated you do. And that's why you continue to find yourselves in the boat. You find yourselves in today, sinking all together as I speak. And finally, I'm going to hand the mics off to Sister Hootie and Cartrell. Why has healing, and I told you why the healing not yet come to my poor people. Oh, that my head were water, my eyes a fount of tears over them and my love for them. Then would I weep day and night for the slain of my poor people. They just don't want to do right. No matter what we said, as Cartrell alluded to on the Real Talk, Real People show, they think simply by being a Hebrew Israelite, blood in and blood out, that's all I need to do. And I ain't got to unify with nobody. I ain't got to cry out to the Most High together. I ain't got to get rid of none of these abominations that's been saddled with some of these idols I got in my back pocket, front pocket, even in my socks. And I ain't got to do nothing for no damn Hebrew Israelite. They got their, I got mine, and they poor butt better get theirs. You are sorry. You the Most High special. But your actions are despicable. Because you won't follow code. You won't do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and think you won't get some solution. I don't care what you're smoking on, but it don't seem to be working for you, it's working on you. You better follow the codification. That's my advice to you. I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to fuss with you. I ain't going to fight with you. Because it ain't about me. You ain't mad at me. You got the same mindset of our founding fathers, what we need to be praying about. Because you mad at y'all. So if you got a problem with the Real Talk for Real People show, take it up with y'all. I ain't write a word. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sushi Hootie, you have the mics.
I want to go over 4 and 5. No, 5 and 6. I like the way that it's stated in my scriptures, if I may. Why then has this people, Jerusalem, turned away in a continual backsliding? They came to the seat. They refused to turn back. I have listened and heard. This is what the Most High said. I have listened and heard. Speak right. No man has repented of his evil saying, what have I done? They all turn to their own course, like a horse rushing into battle. They won't even say, what have you done? Or they just, and we keep talking about it, not to hammer down to the ground. They won't listen. And they'll say, you're crazy. They'll say, you're crazy. You're full of it. You're wrong. You need to learn. All the word, negative words they'll throw at you. I even had a sister tell me she felt sorry for me. Why would you feel sorry for me? I've had people say, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's why I don't belittle any brother or sister that is walking in truth. But what? What does that get me? Where does, will I win the lottery for knocking down my people? What purpose does it serve? Why is it so important to knock people down and talk about them? It's not. So we must adhere to the scriptures. We don't all have it right, but we discuss. And we try to look for that the Most High has guided us the best rendition. So none of the scriptures are wrong. It's just the interpretation in the English language could be interpreted all this can be ambiguous. So it's good that we can read and dissect to understand it, to give to you on this program what truth is and do by them. Walk in them today. Shalom.
Yes. So apropos, and we're fortunate to bring forth Yah's word in the midst of our captivity. We're in prison. We're talking Yah's word and our escape route. We're talking our escape route right in front of our oppressors, and they can't stop it, can they? So I'm going to go from verse 17. This is Yah. They call Yirmiyahu the crying prophet, but it's really Yah crying because he loves us so much and we refuse to obey him as a people. The Most High said, for behold, I will send serpents, cockatrice among you, which will not be charmed, and they will bite you, says Yah. Have we been bitten? Then he says, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, Yah's feeling our pain, my heart is faint in me. Are we doing that to Yah? Shame on us. Shame on us. He says, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughters of my people. Are we? Are the daughters of our people crying because we're losing our sons in the street? Because our husbands are not there? Yah is feeling that. Because of them that dwell in a far country. Are we in a far country away from our land? Is not Yah in Zion? Yah's with us, but we not with him. Is not her king in her? He didn't say in him. Our women are the foundation of our nation. Are the women of our nation crying out to Yah? Oh, y'all got to catch it. Because Yah's crying out to you, O daughters of Zion. Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? He's talking about the daughters of Zion. They in the churches. We got more women in Israel in the churches, every denomination, more than men. Am I lying?
Nope.
With strange vanities. The daughters of Zion are dyeing their hair blonde, blue, green. They doing their nails. They getting their hair dead. Strange vanities. You getting tattoos now, mama? You wearing spandex? You showing all your private parts in the streets? Strange vanities. And as a result, with the Most High say, the harvest is past. The summer is ended. Time is flying by. And we not saved. We on these vanities. We on these strange vanities. We're provoking Yah with these strange graven images in churches. The daughter of my people. We dwell in a far country, and nobody's concerned.
Because,
can I say what's wrong with you? Yes.
Right. But listen to this.
Well, our sisters are so important. And it says in 14, observe the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land.
Oh, yeah.
Is y'all not in Zion? You just said that. Is her king not in her? Why?
So who's y'all appealing to? Is he appealing to the brothers or is he appealing to the sisters?
The sisters.
He said, a hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Forget about the brothers. Don't worry about them. The sisters have to connect, reconnect with our king in order for our nation to be saved.
And they have
the second book of Moses. It starts with four women. Moses' sister, Moses' mother, and the women who were bringing forth birth, Shifra and Puah.
And if I may make a reference for Cartrell to give you some idea, even under this Western Hemisphere, and we don't celebrate holidays, or not their holidays and festival days, but they have the holidays here, and you can see how the connection with the children are with the mothers. Take so-called Mother's Day. You go on any street corner, you'll see wagon loads of gifts. Father's Day, you might see one wagon. Okay? That's how much an impact our sisters have on this nation. They need to get their mind right and get these children right and educate these children who they are, and what they should be doing. Mothers have always a great impact. In our very beginning, as Katri alluded to, the birthing women in Nazarene, Miriam, Deborah, Queen Esther. I can give you countless more, but to save time, I just wanted to bring that up as a reference point.
Yes, so Shifra and Puah were the midwives that are mentioned in the book of Exodus. And verse 21 says, for the hurt of the daughters of my people, I am hurt. Most I didn't say, for the hurt of the sons of my people, I'm hurt. Why is y'all hurting? Y'all's hurting for the daughters of my people. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is no physician there? Why then is there not the health of the daughters of my people recovered? He's not worried about the sons, is he? He's worried about the daughters, isn't he? We think we're so important, men in Israel, in the nation of Israel. But who is y'all worried about?
The daughters.
Okay, so daughters, you're way more important in the eyes of y'all than the men. And you have to know that if the men not speaking the word of Yah, it don't matter because you're more important to Yah because you're the mothers of an everlasting nation. You're the source of where all life begins. That's why Yah is listening to your voice before the brothers. That's why the book of Exodus starts with four women, Moses' sister, Moses' mother, and the main, what they call them, midwives, Shifra and Puah. They saved Moses. You have to save the men. You have to save the men so the men can do their job. You have to support the men. You have to support the men so the men can do their job. But it starts with the women first in our nation. That's why Yah in this nation, in this chapter, is appealing to our women, whether you see it or not. He's talking to our women.
Praise the Most High.
Harvest has passed, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. Why? Because our women are in church. They're chasing after idols. That's what Yah is saying. Stop chasing these idols, daughters of Zion. Stop doing that. It's not the form or the figure of a man. You can't see Yah. Yah is invisible. Yah is eternal. And he needs you to cry out to him. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Verse 19. Is not Yah in Zion? Yah is in our women. Is not her king in her? How's the king going to be born unless he has a mother? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? He's talking to our women, because the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So Zion, you have the power to lift up the nation of Israel.
Praise God. And we need a whole lot of lifting. Praise the most, bless the Most High country of Sister Hood and Abby, and may the Most High bless our sisters, our friends, our equals, our colleagues, so we can begin a righteous rebuilding unification of this nation. We get the hell out of Harlem, so to speak.
So I just hope that I ain't put too much burden on our sisters, but their role is equal, if not superior, to the role of the brothers in the nation, because you are our mothers. All right?
Everybody got a role to play. We didn't say definition of what those roles are. The Most High set those definitions. But even that being said, our sisters should be treated as our equals, which they are. But everybody got to stop listening to the feminist movement, the gay rights movement, the Democratic Party, Republican Party, Independent Party. Their rules don't work for us. Look at our rules now. Look at we're following all their rules. We're a hot mess. And if you can't see it, so your finger broke. Something wrong with you.
And they don't really hype up what's going on with our sisters, but they advocate that gay movement, lesbianism.
Yeah.
No, sisters should not be going with sisters. They're the mothers of an everlasting nation. Yeah. And if sisters are going with sisters, that's a problem.
Yeah, and
brothers are going with brothers,
like the other brothers,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see so many on the TV, they are trying to re-educate our people until this is acceptable. As a matter of fact, they even let us lead the parades now. We're the face of the movement. The face of the movement. They're switching this watching, got the other fellas watching, kissing on TV, sisters, loving other sisters, even white women on TV. And we think that's normal. Once upon a time, not too long ago, in the 70s, it was considered a medical abnormality. Now, all of a sudden, hey, it's something new. It's successful. Not according to Yah, it isn't.
You know the sister on Good Morning America? What's her name?
Yeah, I know who she is. I know
Robin,
who she is.
Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
What's her name?
Robin Roberts.
Yeah,
Robin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's married to a woman.
Yeah.
Right. We are a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ain't lied about us. When those letters of indictment, and it's a long letters of indictment. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't lying. All right. Clotriel Sushuti, thank you very much. That's very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it helps some of the students to get their acts together so that they become codified and thorough in their actions, getting rid of their inequities, crying out together. You ain't got to be in my house with me. But make it your effort, Clotriel Sushuti and Sister Avia, crying out to them. Let it be a universal cry. Crying out that our founding fathers and mothers dropped the ball and got uncodified. And pray for them. Because without them, there ain't no us. We're connected. We've always meant to be connected. And then not only that, unify. You ain't got to be in my house, in my town. But make it your concerted effort. Go to Yahweh, gather us together. And get involved. Make that your effort of unifying. Just like John F. Kennedy said, ask what your nation can do for you, but what can you do for your nation? And also, finally, If you got the means, opportunity, when you see a Hebrew brother or sister, they hurting, you ought to be hurting too. And you ought to be helping. Don't be thinking you nothing special. You can't do this by yourself. It's a national effort. You need to get out of this tribe, this little clique, this little house over there. A little clique, tribe, a little house over there didn't get captured. A nation got captured. And you must respond in a national sense in your response. Not, I got mine, hell with them. Yeah, you special. And that's the way you think. But not like you think you are. Praise God and bless his holy name. Contrell, shall we continue on to the book of Psalms, chapter 8, please?
Most definitely. Because we definitely want to know the mindset of our King, King David.
Exactly.
And he will always want to be connected with the Most High, Yah. And he knew Yah better than most of us do today.
You better believe it, my brother.
So we need to get back to that track, the ancient path, because they're not teaching that path unto our people. And give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel that he preserved the words of our King, point we can read the mindset of our King, King David, today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Yah. Our Yah, your majestic name fills the earth. So who created the heavens and the earth? It was Yah. Your glory is higher than the heavens. Who created the heavens? Yah created the heavens and the earth. People in Christianity think that they're going to dwell in heaven, like Yah, that's his only refuge. That's his limitation. He's in the heavens. No, where was Yah before he created the heavens and the earth? That's my question. Okay. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength. Shout out to little Gregory, because he's a dedicated listener to this show. Silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. How many people in the earth oppose Yah? All mankind opposes Yah, except those who have been enlightened, which is Yah, why Yah is going to bring judgment upon all mankind. Who opposes Yah? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you oppose Yah. Do you really know Yah? Oh, I don't oppose Yah. Do you really know Yah when you say you don't oppose Yah? And if you're following your enemies, the enemies of Yah, you're in opposition to Yah. When I look in the night sky and see the work of your fingers, all of the nations.
No, excuse me, Contra, the truth some of them may have that they have a problem with you or me, Sister Hootie or Sister Addie. That's their excuse.
Oh, because they don't like the way I sound when I'm reading, or the way you sound when you talking, or the way Sister Hootie sound when she talking. But our foundation is what we're reading, right?
Exactly.
We're not reading Aristotle or Plato or Shakespeare. What are we reading? We're reading the prophets of Yah. We're reading the kings of Yah. And these words that we're reading offend you? If these words that we're reading offend you? Because you have the same book we got, right? We read it from the same book you're reading, right? Old Testament, King James Version, right? That's what you're reading, right?
Well, some of them may have some Baptist commentary. I don't know. Lutheran.
We ain't talking about commentary. We're not talking about commentary.
I'm rather sarcastic, and I have a sense of humor, like one of our family. Isaiah was a man of laughter. I have a sense of humor. Dry, but sense of humor.
That's right.
Yeah, very dry, but it's funny.
If you're not reading this book from your computer, because you could go to the chapter with a physical book, right? Which chapter are we in? Psalms 8?
Exactly.
You got a book, Psalms 8. That's what we're reading. And if you don't like what we're reading, that's in the book. It's not because of what we said.
Right.
It's because of what we're reading. Right?
Well, they don't like contrary. See, here's the problem you're running up against. See, they don't like our Hebrew Israelite interpretation. They want to see the white man's interpretation. Which way did the white man go?
How did the white man teach the Bible? Skip to Malou, right?
For his own best interest.
They do the skip to Malou.
Right.
They go to the New Testament. Wait a minute. We didn't read the Old Testament. You got me in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What about Genesis?
Yeah, never take care. Go there for reference for
what happened to Genesis? We in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Corinthians, Romans, Hebrews, the letters, Paul. What about Genesis? Can we read the whole book?
I only take you there for a supporting argument, not for factual, contextual talk of what the Elohim really says. They use the skip to the loo method. Take them here, take them there, take them everywhere, but never take them to the truth.
And you should be offended that they would take you to the straight New Testament, a second book, before they take you to the first book. Wait, it's two books, right? Old Testament, New Testament. And we're divulging in the New Testament. We don't need to read the Old Testament. Really? Wait a minute. Time out.
Let me tell you back there, you better not bring them the second book before bringing the first book. On anything. Oh, it's true.
Yeah. So let me just go back. Oh, yeah. Our yeah. Your majestic name fills the earth. Does it really? How many people on earth know Yah's majestic name? They should, right? Every nation on earth should know Yah's majestic name. Why? Because he created everything. He created you, the land that you're standing on. Everybody on earth should know Yah's majestic name. Every human being, right?
They certainly should.
Do the animals know Yah's majestic name?
You better believe it.
Do the insects know Yah's majestic name?
I ain't seen a gay mosquito, so they must. You better believe it.
I ain't seen a gay giraffe. Come on, man.
You better believe it. Switching around and doing.
Hey!
Oh my God! I've seen insects, and I ain't never seen a ant switching around with some piece of bread. He said, "Hey, I got some bread, y'all." I ain't never seen that.
Show me a gay elephant. Show me a gay elephant. A gay elephant.
You never will.
Show me a gay gorilla or a gay lion.
You never will.
All right? You see a masculine lion, you see a masculine elephant, and you see a masculine gorilla.
You see
a female lion, you see a female elephant, and you see a female gorilla.
Each one of them have their own powers.
Right. Each and every one of them have their own powers. The female elephant, she got her own powers. Matter of fact,
right,
she leads the whole tribe of elephants.
You better believe it. The female lion,
she holds it down.
She feeds everybody
in a lion pride. Okay? Anybody got that wrong?
Yeah, I guess that's what the tribe of Yehuda was made reference to. The tribe, because a female lion, she wasn't trying to be the male dominant part in the tribe. She knew her role to provide for the family. And the lion knew to acquire the land, the male lion, and make it safe for the lioness. You know, you wasn't seeing a lion just a lioness, pack of lioness trying to run no territory. They get tore up. But now.
So what land we got?
Well,
Well, there we got.
We got houses we really don't own.
We got blocks.
Yeah.
In the prison system, yeah, this is my block. Cell block C. Cell block D. Cell block A. And you live on a block in captivity.
You better believe
third
it.
Third and third. You live on third and third. That's a block.
Right. And
okay,
you ain't got
you run that block. What?
Right. You ain't got no
can't grow nothing. You can't grow nothing on third and third. You can't grow nothing in cell block C. That's why our women don't respect us, because we ain't got no land.
Right. And she has good right to.
That's right. And what lioness respects a lion without territory?
Right.
You ain't got no territory, bro. I ain't rolling with you. You are outcast.
Well, country, now, country, I think you've been a bit hard. See, they use
no,
that woman.
That's
and
the harshness. That's the harshness of creation.
Because, see, they got things. They using the woman food stamps and using the baby, her baby mamas, the daddy money they sent her. So they figure they got it. Like, they got some.
It don't work like that. That's why she's looking at the white man, because he's the provider, isn't he?
Most certainly.
He got the jewels. He got the Lamborghinis. He got the Learjets. What you got, nigga? Right? What you got, brother? What can you offer me? What lifestyle can you give me? When I'm looking at this dude, who can give his woman? The world. He's running the world. What you running? Your block?
You're
not even running that.
He's running that. He's taking full advantage of the sister. See, the mama getting food stamped for 3-4 babies. She getting a check from baby daddy. So he has assets. So he running. Go ahead,
Carter. The serious part of that, the serious part of that is the only way you're going to be the Lions of Judah is if we connect with Yah and he gives us our inheritance, our territory, our land back so that our women can flourish in our territories that we protect as lions. Lions.
Amen, amen. You better believe it.
Right? As long as we on somebody's foreign land, you're a scavenger. And your woman should not respect you because the lion that's ruling the land, he got his paws on your neck, son.
Yeah, we hyenas.
And that hyena spirit, because hyenas are run by the female tribe, we're run emotionally. Because we don't have men in our households. Sorry, brother. Father's in here.
It's true.
We run by our mothers. And you pick up on your mother's spirit. So you're all emotional. You get in arguments. You're prone to anger. Not that emotion is not a bad thing, because that's what the Most High keys into, the emotions of our women. But it's our women that he keys into, not our men. Our men got to stand up and be men.
And it's time and place for men to be emotional, okay?
Oh.
It's mostly around their family and not for public consumption and friends. Just like in Job, when Job's so-called friends came, Job got a little emotional because he thought they should have been there to support him. And it was understandable. But Job didn't go to the town square calling the oppressors and cry in front of them. Time and place for crying. There ain't nothing wrong with crying, King Dawid. I cried. And sometimes we cried together. But it's a time and place for that.
Yes. So let me finish the last six verses.
Yeah. Let's go.
King David said, when I look at the nice sky, and see the work of your fingers, because that's what you're looking at when you see the night sky, the moon and the constellations. It wasn't a big bang. It's the work of Yah's hand. the moon, and the stars you set in place. Because the stars stayed in place, right?
Exactly.
And that defies science. Because science will tell you nothing can burn in a vacuum, much less in the vacuum of space. So tell me, Mr. Scientist, why are stars burning in the vacuum of space? Because the hand of Yep. I know you ain't catch that. And the moon and the stars, you set in their place. Who set the moon in the cycle that it's in?
No, sir. You say who set it?
And what is the moon? The moon is a rock.
Yeah.
The moon is a rock, basically. And what kind of powers does the moon have? You're talking about the gravitational pull on the Earth, right? It controls the tides, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The moon does a lot of things, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the moon has its own light. Where's the light of the moon coming from? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Scientists will tell you it's a reflection of the sun. But what rock reflects the light of the sun? This is the diamond or pearl. We know that the moon is not made of that.
Nope.
What are mere mortals that you should think about them? That's a good question. Human beings, that you should care for them. Because we're but dust, aren't we, of Yah's creation?
Right.
Got scientists searching for other life forms in the universe. How vast is the universe? That's a good question. Well, man, more things that you should think about that. Will we? That Yah, who is a good eternal, he's from eternity to eternity. Why should you think about us? Why should you even care for us? Much less the nation of Israel in particular. Yet you made them only a little lower than angels. This book says gods, but I know some other book says angels. Man is made but a little lower than angels and crowned them with glory and honor. How you know that? Because bears don't dominate us, do they?
Mm-mm.
And bears are bigger, stronger, faster. They got claws and fangs, and they should be able to dominate us easy, right? Just like lions and tigers and every other creature that has more physical powers than we do. They see better at night. They run faster than what we do. They got claws and fangs. Yet, Yah gave us power to dominate them. But we take that for granted, don't we?
And that domination, you better take slug shotgun. That's your domination.
Just your voice. Because the most, Daniel didn't have no shotgun when he went into the lions then, did he?
No.
Did Daniel have a shotgun when he went to the lions then? And them lions was hungry?
Honor of the Most High.
My 20-gauge shotgun is through the Most High, too, and I'm going to use it.
Oh, no. See? You're on the wrong path. But you don't need no shotgun if your enemy going to throw you in the lions then. Them lions are going to sit down because they in tune with Yah and you in tune with Yah.
You
and with Yah commanding those lions. Do not eat my servant right here, Yam Su. He's in here with y'all. Don't eat him.
that's why I'm trying to get to remain codified. And if I ain't codified, I'm taking a
Don't eat him. Leave him alone.
Get and remain codified, Katya.
If you ain't codified, Yam Su, them lions gonna rip you apart in less than a half hour.
Less than ever, brother. That's
like you ain't nothing but a snack for them. Talk about a lion, son. Daniel was in a lion's den. He didn't need no shotgun, bro. They heard Yah's voice, and he was with Yah with the codification. He's like, Yah, you're not going to let these lions eat me. And Yah said, no, these lions are in the cold with me. You understand?
Exactly.
Just like when Nebuchadnezzar threw the brothers in the fire. The fire, you think, is an inanimate object. Mm-hmm. Your man Nebuchadnezzar said, turn the furnace up. Burn these Hebrews. Burn these Israelites. Yah commanded the fire. What the fire say? Oh, we got to listen to Yah. We can't burn these brothers. We cannot burn these men. In this fire, you trying to turn up and make us hotter. How about that?
This is a warning. A warning to those that are not connected with Yah. Don't go in that fire. Don't go in that lion's den or any other thing that's harmful to you if you're not connected with Yah. You're going to need that gun. You're going to need that water. Don't play yourself. Okay.
And if you got fear and doubt going into any one of those places, you ain't going to survive. You don't trust Yah. You got fear. You don't know Yah. That fire going to burn you up. Them lions going to rip you apart in less than a half hour.
That's right. Funny. One with the New York accent and one with the Southern accent. That's amazing. Back and forth.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we represent Judah and Israel. Let's bring the nation together.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I could talk that Southern thing, you know, that swag, you know.
But it's all good. It just shows how people, we can communicate. And we can do it out of love and admiration and the love for our Creator.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So King David is saying, when I look at the night sky, I see the work of your fingers. Do you see the work of Yah's fingers or do you see Big Bang? You see that Big Dipper at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And many people before have seen that Big Dipper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that Big Dipper still there if it's just random Big Bang? Why don't the stars, because you know, gas, right, which is what fire is, it's mutable. It don't stay fixed in one place. How long have the constellations been fixed in their place? That's the work. With the fingers of Yah. That's why you can look for the North Star when you're on the sea and know your direction, north, south, east, or west. What are mere mortals, human beings, that you should think about them? Because if you're on the sea and you look at them stars, you feel real small. I don't know if you know about that. I've been on the sea, and I've seen the stars in the darkness, and, like, we're so small. Human beings, that you should care for them. Yet you made them a little lower than angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge over everything you made on earth, putting all things under your authority. That's why bears don't...
Over the works of your hands. He said you made them rule over the works of your hands.
That's right. That's why we don't run from bees. We don't run from hornets. We don't run from mosquitoes. We don't run from bears. We don't run from lions, tigers, because they're more equipped than us on this earth, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Everything I mentioned is more equipped. We have to kill them in order for us to keep ourselves alive. We have to dominate them in order to keep ourselves alive.
Mm.
And Yah gave us the power to do that. We don't have fur, we don't have claws, we don't have fangs, we don't run as fast as animals, we don't know how to find water, we don't have the vision they have, the senses they have, the hearing they have, do we?
Mm-hmm.
We have less than they have, yet we dominate them. How is that possible? Okay. What are men mortal? Huh?
He made us what?
Even insects. Insects can chase you out your house. Imagine.
A little bitty insect. Nah.
Yeah. Imagine if you had fire ants in your house. People got roaches in their house. But just as easy
fire
as roaches in your house, how
like
about fire ants? Huh?
I'm an outside person, so I that question doesn't apply to me. Apply to people who just don't know the Most High. I've been around all that. It didn't scare me.
No, no, no. They can chase you out of your house. Fire ants, army ants.
Oh, I see the point that you're saying. I understand. I get it, what you're saying. So I'm going to zip up and let you finish so people can understand. I got it very quickly. I kind of jumped
so
over
So the smallest leg. Of Yah's creation can chase you out of your house. Just flies. There's flies on the earth that could put hurt on your body. Flies. Feces flies. There's mosquitoes on the earth that can kill you. They call it malaria. A mosquito can kill you. How about that? But the Most High says in the sixth verse, you gave them charge over everything. That's why you have domination. Putting all things, insects, wild animals, flying creatures, under their authority. The flocks and the herds, and all, not some of the wild animals, all wild animals, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and everything that swims in the ocean. We have domination over whales and porpoises and sharks, and mankind has domination over them, even in their own element.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Oh, Yah, our Yah, your majestic name fills the earth. Why? Because his word prevails. Whales don't dominate. Fish of the sea don't dominate. Mankind over-dominates all Yah's creation. Matter of fact, mankind has so much domination over them, he's destroying it to the hurt of all creation. So we ask to be put in line, to be given charge over Yah's creation, not to destroy, but to manage Yah's creation the way he wants it to be managed. Because up until this point in time, man having dominion over Yah's creation has been a disaster. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All right, since we're open our studies and we're about to come to a conclusion, I want to thank Cartrell, thank Sushuli, thank Aviana. I certainly want to thank all of our colleagues. But that being said, we don't know where y'all are going, but y'all finna get ready to get out of here. We're going to praise and bless our holy Yah. And we pray that you get codified. It's not hard. Stop to skip to the loose studies. Start studying in the way that you should study, in contextual and in content. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Katya, Sajudi, Avia, you want to say shalom or good night?
Shalom, family. Good night. And as always, stay safe and stay prayed up.
Thank you, sister.
Be safe. Shalom, everyone. Walk in peace. No harm comes near, and you harm no one. Shalom.
Thank you, sister.
Like you say, Yasu, we love you. Shalom and good night. Visit that site, yahogather.us. Get involved. Start gathering. That's what Yah commands us to do. Praise Yah.
Thank you, brother. Praise Yah. Shalom. And good night.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people. I won't never
never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside I'm damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down, won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're burning out. So cold, I'm bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. We're broken.
We back at it,
now.
Young life. The rap addict, giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it tatted right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. People now. We're broken people.